This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to USA Today, a winter storm began to dump snow across the upper Midwest on Friday as it made its way toward the south and eventually the east coast, promising weekend weather havoc for millions of people. As of Friday afternoon, more than 60 million Americans were under some level of winter weather alert, according to the National Weather Service. The alert stretched from North Dakota to as far south as Georgia, then up into the northeast in Pennsylvania. Major travel disruptions are expected with the storm throughout the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, AccuWeather said. The storm is known as a Saskatchewan screamer, AccuWeather said, as it originated in that Canadian province. Meanwhile, the Weather Channel has named it Winter Storm Izzy. After passing the upper Midwest with up to a foot of snow in some areas on Friday, the snow is forecast to dive into the south on Saturday and into Sunday, spreading snow into cities such as Memphis and Nashville, Tennessee, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Memphis is forecast to see as much as 3 inches of snow, while up to 5 inches could fall in Nashville, the Weather Service said. Atlanta is also in the path of the storm, which could end the city's nearly 4-year streak without measurable snow. Ice will be a particular concern with the storm in portions of the Carolinas. A Weather Service forecast office in South Carolina said power outages and tree damage are likely due to the ice. Travel could be nearly impossible. Additionally, strong wind gusts may add more stress to ice-covered trees. The storm's last stops will be the mid-Atlantic and northeast after it takes a sharp turn in the north-northeast along the eastern seaboard on Sunday on into Monday. According to Mission Network News, years after the defeat of ISIS in Iraq, many Iraqi Christians remain in limbo. ISIS forced them to leave their homes because of their faith. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says ISIS gave Iraqi Christians a choice. Become a Muslim and you can be part of us. You can keep your house and you can stay here. They didn't do that. They said, no, I am a Christian. They fled into several surrounding countries like Turkey or Lebanon. Nettleton recently met some of these Christians. They don't have any kind of status and they don't have legal protection. They're not allowed to work. Their kids aren't allowed to go to school. And now we are 5 years down the road, 6 years down the road. We talked to one guy who's been waiting for 8 years to get into another country like Canada or the US or Australia. During their visit, these refugees didn't have much to do. Nettleton spoke to one man about his daily routine. He said, well, I wake up in the morning and I eat breakfast, then I go down to the park. A lot of the men go there and we hang out together and we talk. And then I come home and I eat lunch and I usually take a nap. He repeats the same cycle day after day, unable to legally work or do anything else. Nettleton says listeners can take action. First, we can pray. Ask God to comfort and strengthen these Christians. Many are traumatized. Their children have lost their childhoods and education. Then, we need to remind our government leaders. Our government has said yes, we'll take some of the refugees. Okay then, let's take some. Let's get them through the approval process. Ask God to protect them from radical ideologies as well. According to NBC Chicago, the 6-year-old North Chicago boy, who authorities say was killed by his family, then reported missing days later, died of hypothermia and was partially burned after his death, the coroner's office said Tuesday. The Lake County Coroner's Office in northwest Indiana conducted the post-mortem examination on Damari Perry on Monday morning after the FBI found the boy's body early Saturday. The autopsy found scattered ecchymosis on the right leg, extremely cold core temperature, and partially frozen internal organs, adding that there was post-mortem thermal injury charring on the boy's body. The coroner's office said his pending case of death was hypothermia, ruling it a homicide. The FBI found Damari's body early Saturday morning in an alley in Gary, Indiana. His body was found naked and wrapped in a plastic trash bag. His mother, Jenny Perry, 38, faces charges of first-degree murder and concealment of a homicidal death. Damari Perry's older brother, Jeremiah Perry, 20, was charged with aggravated battery, causing great bodily harm to a child under 12, concealing a homicidal death, and obstructing justice. A second juvenile sibling was arrested for charges related to concealing the boy's body. Damari Perry was reported missing by family members on January 5th, officials said, with prosecutors later alleging that the story of his disappearance they gave to investigators was completely false. Prosecutors said at a court hearing for Jeremiah Perry on Sunday that Damari Perry did something to upset family on December 29th, and as a result, family members put him in a cold shower for an unspecified amount of time as punishment. At some point, Damari vomited and was then removed from the shower, prosecutors said. The young boy eventually died, and relatives didn't call for medical attention, according to officials, who said family later brought his body to Indiana. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.